Nice. Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been cheating a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Heavy on the mayonnaise and the crackers this morning, okay?
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, March 16th goes to Dr. Ben Carson and Memphis Senator Brian Kelsey, along with three other Republican senators. Oh, the mayonnaise is heavy on this one. In the case of Dr. Ben Carson, there is mayonnaise in the Nutella. My brothers, my sisters, as much as we dislike government, local and federal here in America, we can't afford to ignore what's going on in this country. Okay, we cannot afford to ignore what's going on in our government, local and federal. We have to be involved. We have to be engaged. We have to really, really pay attention to who we're putting in office. Now, I know Dr. Ben Carson isn't a politician, but I'm giving out a lot of hee-haws this morning because I wake up every day. I pray. I meditate. I read my daily affirmations. I love The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday. Dropping a clues bomb from Ryan Holiday. That's my guy. Today's affirmation for March 16th spoke on appreciating the sacred part of you. Okay, what are the sacred parts of you? Well, the fact that you have been blessed with the ability to reason and use logic. The Daily Stoic says verbatim this morning, seriously, what you take for granted others wouldn't even think to dream of. Something as simple as the ability to reason and use logic. We take that for granted, and we shouldn't. Because there's people like Dr. Ben Carson amongst us. There are people like Senator Brian Kelsey amongst us. I don't care what degrees they have, how much education they have. I don't want to hear anything about being an academic, because when you are making statements like the one Dr. Ben Carson made, and I'm going to tie it in with what Senator Brian Kelsey said and the other three Republican senators in Tennessee, because it's all one and the same to me, all right? Dr. Ben Carson, the former Secretary of HUD, was on the podcast Out Loud with Giano Caldwell, and they were discussing the perception of black Republicans, and Dr. Ben Carson said this.
Just remember, this is not anything that's any different than many, many years ago during slavery. If you ran away and you got caught, they didn't just kill you. They brought you back, and they tormented you in front of everybody else so that they would get the lesson, do not run away. And it's the same lesson now. Do not depart from what we told you. Do not think for yourself. And if you do, we're going to try to make an example of you so that other people won't do it.
What the hell?
Dr. Ben Carson, have you ever eaten seasoned chicken? I'm serious. Have you ever bitten to a piece of good-ass crispy southern fried chicken? I can't tell. I hear you talk, and I can't even believe you married to a black woman. God bless your wife, Candy Carson, but she cannot possibly sleep with a silk bonnet on her head. Okay, no man, okay, talking like that, it's impossible, man. Not, you talk crazy. Not you. See, I have a problem with people equating anything to slavery. Okay, I'm sure I've made that mistake at some point in my life, but let's be clear: there is nothing that remotely compares to slavery except for prison. But that's only because prison is slavery. 13th Amendment. Yeah. Do your Googles, okay? Google is your friend. 13th Amendment abolished slavery and involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime. Okay, there is no correlation between slavery and anything you are going through, Dr. Ben Carson. Okay, being a black conservative is not like escaping the plantation. I really want someone to make a virtual reality slave experience. Notice I didn't say game, because slavery is not and isn't and has never been a game, okay? But an experience. Because sometimes I wonder if y'all really understand what slavery was. Dr. Ben Carson, you know how you know you are far from a slave? It's because you're a neurosurgeon who went to the University of Michigan and Yale University. Dr. Ben, slaves couldn't even read or write. Okay, anti-literacy laws in certain slave states prevented that. I'm from one of them, South Carolina. You would get 6 months in prison and fine 100 pounds if you got caught teaching your slaves how to read and write. Dr. Ben, your net worth is $26 million. Show me a slave that had $26 million. Okay, we must stop with these false equivalencies. You're a black conservative. You have the freedom, keyword freedom, to choose to be a black conservative. Slaves didn't have freedom to do anything, okay? Dr. Ben Carson, I can't wait until you get your nigga wake-up call. You hear me? Dr. Ben, oh, listen, all Negroes like Dr. Ben eventually get that call from that phone that says N-word on it, and when it rings, you got no choice but to pick up.
Wake up, nigga.
Now, Let's get to these cracker-ass cracker senators. Okay, I dare you to get mad at me for calling these devils exactly what they are. Cracker-ass cracker is not a slur. It's an adjective used to describe racist, bigoted, prejudiced, oppressive, evil people who want to kill me, your mama, and your cousin, too, unless we lick their boots and suck their kneecaps like the Dr. Ben Carsons of the world. See, Brian Kelsey, Frank Neasley, Janice Bowling, and Joey Hensley, who are these people? They are four Republican senators, who voted against abolishing slavery. There go Uncle Charlotte, just talking out his ass. It's 2021. What do you mean they voted against abolishing slavery? Slavery been abolished. Oh, has it? Not everywhere. You better read the fine print of your state constitutions if you know what I know. Let's go to WMC NBC 5 for the report, please.
Tennessee is one step closer to abolishing slavery, which is still allowed in the state constitution. Memphis Senator Ramesh Akberry sponsored the bill to prohibit slavery under all circumstances. Germantown Senator Brian Kelsey was one of four Republican senators who voted against removing the article from the constitution that allows slavery and involuntary servitude as punishment for people convicted of a crime. The state House of Representatives will vote on the bill that passed Tuesday.
Slavery is still allowed in the state constitution in Tennessee. Would you like to hear why Brian Kelsey is voting no on abolishing slavery? Listen.
Because it doesn't do anything one way or the other, I would urge my colleagues to blue light this resolution. I'll be voting no. I just think it's ultimately fake history that the 1870 Constitution allowed slavery.
Fake history. What the hell are you talking about, Brian? If it's so fake, then why wouldn't you abolish it? Why would you want something fake in the Constitution, in your state Constitution? Frank Neasley, would you like to hear why he is not abolishing slavery? Listen.
Now, I'm a non-lawyer, and most of my voters are non-lawyers, and I can't explain this amendment in words they can understand. I don't understand it, and the Constitution is too sacred to clutter up with a lot of stuff that non-lawyers can't explain to other non-lawyers, so I guess I'll be voting no on this.
Nobody plays dumb like a white man who doesn't want to give you justice, okay? Frank acting like he don't understand. I tell you, Frankie, state constitution says slavery is still legal. We want to remove that. What's so complicated, Frank? Come on, Dramos, make me feel good. You know what I want to hear. Come on.
Cracker ass, cracker.
Come on. I am losing my mind in this country. Remember what I said earlier about my daily stoic affirmation? And we should feel blessed and grateful that we are able to reason and use logic. It is a gift, but whoa, it's also a curse when you hear stuff like this. These are elected officials. These people are in charge of legislation. If I was black in Tennessee, I would migrate north and let the Dr. Bens of the world move to Tennessee. I mean, hell, if you're equating being a black conservative to being a slave, might as well go live where actual slavery is still allowed. How y'all colors feel knowing Tennessee has not legally abolished slavery? Okay. The State House of Representatives is voting on the bill today. There's a queen named Ramush Akbari, I think is how you pronounce her name. If I pronounced your name wrong, I'm sorry. She is sponsoring the bill to prohibit slavery under all circumstances. How crazy is that in 2021 to even hear? Listen to her.
This does do something, because there's a difference between the word working and slavery. I've worked. I have never been a slave. That's a clear distinction. I'm proposing to close a loophole that has an exception for slavery for those who are duly convicted of a crime. And that's a strong message we can send as a state. What we are proposing is slavery and involuntary servitude are forever prohibited. Those who are incarcerated can still have a job, like in the kitchen or the library. I would really ask that we, as a Senate, as a body, close this loophole.
Ramush, you shouldn't even have to ask. This shouldn't even be a thing in 2021, but it is. Why? Because this is America. AmeriKKKA. Okay, please let Remy Ma give Dr. Ben Carson and Republican Senators Brian Kelsey, Frank Neasley, Janice Bowling, and Joey Hensley the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Let Chelsea Handler get in on this too, drum.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, that is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
And give me four crackers.
Cracker-ass cracker.
Give me another one.
Cracker-ass cracker.
Give me another one.
Cracker-ass cracker.
One more for Joey Hensley.
Cracker-ass cracker.
All right.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.